Now, as you all know, households across Kerry and across the whole country are looking for better value with the cost of living crisis at the moment. And that's where the circular economy gets becomes very helpful and very interesting, because it's all about encouraging more local communities to embrace repairing and reusing things and even sharing things instead of automatically throwing things out, creating more waste and being hard and of course your pocket suffering as a result as well. And I didn't know this. Well, I knew it to some extent, but not to the extent it's happening, that repair cafes, tool libraries, clothing swaps and other community-led circular economy initiatives are gaining momentum all over the country, including here in Kerry. And I'm delighted to be joined now to tell us more about this and to tell us about the Full Circle Award nominations, which are coming up, by Evelyn Fitzpatrick, who's community manager at circular.ie, which is Ireland's platform for the circular economy. Evelyn, you're very welcome.
Having me, I'm delighted to be on.
Lovely to talk to you. And tell us a little bit more about these repair cafes, tool libraries, clothing swaps. They sound like wonderful initiatives.
Yeah, they're absolutely brilliant, and we're seeing loads more of them pop up all over the country and in Kerry. There's lots of activity happening. It's really just practical ways that communities are getting involved in upcycling and reusing what we already have and repairing. And the repair cafes are a brilliant way of getting people kind of hands-on themselves to learn how to fix things for themselves rather than relying on other people to do it for them. It's lovely.
Yeah. And give us an example now of something that you could bring to a repair shop and get it fixed instead of chucking it out and buying a new one.
Yeah, so it's different for each repair cafe. They vary so widely. So some of them have themes. Some of them might be just for bikes. Some of them might be for clothes. Some of them might be for electronics. And then some of them do a mix. So you might be able to, like my local one, I'm from Mullingar. And the local one that I went to recently, I brought in an old chair that I had and got the leg of it fixed. But you might bring in something like a pair of jeans and get the zipper fixed on it. Or if there's a hole burst in it, you get that repaired. And then it depends on the area, you get your bike fixed, so, you know, the chain serviced or something like that. So there's lots of kind of practical things. But when you're at a repair cafe, it's local people, repairers or fixers, who've come together to offer that skill for free. And it's not just that they're doing it for you, they're teaching you how to do it while you're there as well. So it's kind of really empowering so that you kind of learn those skills yourself.
And what I find extraordinary, Evelyn, is there are still people who can do these jobs, because you'd imagine that a lot of those skills sort of died out over the years.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the important things about circularity and the circular economy, is that we don't lose these skills. Do you know, it's kind of one of those use it or lose it situations, but there's plenty of people. I mean, even thinking like alteration services in your local area, or cobbler, your local cobbler, those kind of things are still around, but they definitely need a bit of support.
Now, of course, there's older people listening to this and laughing, Evelyn, because they're saying, well, sure, for God's sake, this is nothing new. Back in my day, if something was broken, you fixed it. If there was a hole in your sock, you darned it. When did we become such consumers that we just started throwing things out and buying a new one instead of trying to fix it?
Yeah, that's the thing about circularity. It's nothing new. We're just bringing things back to the old ways. But we've become like it's just been a trend of more and more consumerism over the last, you know, 40 or 50 years. But I feel like it's got really bad, you know, in the last 10 or 20 years or so, when you see the likes of Temu and Shein and all of these things. We just kind of expect cheap, and we're, you know, not focusing so much on quality anymore. So the circularity is really about bringing things back and focusing on what we do have. And making sure that what we're getting is of a high quality that we can, you know, put the effort into fixing it or reusing it.
So before we talk about the awards, I guess the message really, if people can take away one thing from this conversation, is before you chuck something out, have a think about it and say, could I fix it myself? Is there somebody who could fix it? Is that the message?
Yeah. Think about, if it's still useful, can you fix it? Or would somebody else like it? And you'd be so surprised when you put it out there, does anybody want this old office chair? The amount of people that will just say yes. When it was just the easy thing is to just throw it to a skip or something like that. Asking the question of, does anybody have any use for this? And so often the answer to that is yes. And that's one way of kind of keeping things kind of local and making sure that we're valuing what we already have.
Now, tell me about the Full Circle Awards.
Well, the Full Circle Awards are what we're running with Circular.ie. They are basically celebrating the people and groups and kind of organisations that are all across Ireland who are helping to make circular living accessible for people within their communities. So we're kind of recognising the people that are doing the hard work on the ground. The winners of it will win €2,000, a handcrafted trophy, and then also some kind of media exposure through us for the projects that they're involved in. And we've got six categories for it. We've got Repair and Reuse Champion. We've got Community Circular Champion, Creative Circular Design. And then we've got like Best Community Campaign, which is kind of spotlighting, you know, the likes of a Tidy Towns group who has an initiative that's focusing on helping more people in the community to reuse their water bottles, things like that. And we've got our Circular Sports Champion, which is our newest category in it. And that's for, you know, athletes or teams or volunteers in a sports organisation that are helping to kind of promote reuse of equipment. Do you know, like a football boot swap or a jersey swap? Those kind of things. Like, there's so many people doing that kind of hard work, and we just want to give them the recognition for it.
So how can people enter?
So they can enter on circular.ie /Full Circle Awards and go onto our communities page, and we have all of the information that they need. You can nominate yourself, or if you are listening to this and you think of somebody that's really good at, you know, they're doing a lot within your community when it comes to circularity, they should have a nomination. Make sure that you get their name in.
Okay, and there's actually quite a few good, worthy projects like this in Kerry already, Evelyn, isn't there?
Yeah, there's loads. There's loads in Kerry. Like, I mean, there's so many men's sheds, there's Tidy Towns initiatives, there is repair cafes, there's swap shops there as well, and there's even food sharing initiatives in Kerry. There's so much going on, so there's plenty of people. We want to get loads of nominations coming in from the people of Kerry.
Brilliant. Well, you know what to do, folks, if you have a project that fits the bill on this. Well, look, it's great work being done by circular.ie. And look, thank you so much for coming on and chatting to us this afternoon.
No problem. Thanks so much for having me.
And that's Evelyn Fitzpatrick there, Community Manager at circular.ie. And isn't it great to see it, though, these repair cafes and two libraries and clothes swap parties and all those things that are going on, because we've become such consumers that it's nice to think that we're going back to the old ways of darning things and repairing things and fixing things and using people like shoemakers and cobblers and all those skills that had become defunct for a long time. Thanks again to Evelyn for chatting to me.